So that's the problem with podcasting. It's like singing in the fucking shower. You'll be sitting in the shower, you'll be singing along, you'll be saying, oh, I sound great. Oh, man, I could be a star. And then if you have the balls to sit down and try to record anything, and you record it, and you think, oh, man, that's not how I sounded in the shower. I suck. I can't suck. I sounded great in the shower. That's podcasting. This is the experience, right? So you're driving down the road, and you're thinking, oh, I have this great thought. I'd love to share it with people. I can't wait till I get home and record it for my podcast. And then you get home, and you record it, and you listen to it. You think, oh, but that's not nearly as brilliant as I was in the car. Well, no shit. Because here's the dirty little secret. Podcasting is the new millennium's Microsoft Word. Right? Microsoft Word came out, and everybody was a publisher. Before Microsoft Word, you had to either get a professional typesetter or go down to Kinko's and get the letter set wheel out and actually start punching out those letters to get a professional sort of layout thing, or copy and paste letters from a letter set book and go through all the trouble of publishing. But now, with Microsoft Word, boy, you can write something and make it look like any professional publisher published it. Welcome to podcasting. This is the sort of equalizer of the technology that yet somehow doesn't improve the selection or quality of the content. Now, it's a little harsh, and over the next few minutes I'm going to try to firm up what I'm trying to communicate, once again proving that podcasting does not make everybody a broadcaster. Right? Broadcasters are professionals. They know how to shape a message. They know how to communicate that thought. And the rest of us schmucks are just guys sort of spewing at the mouth, you know, this vocal diarrhea of thinking, oh, so everybody must hear what I have to say. It allows many voices, many opinions, all battling for people's attention, when in fact all the people end up wanting is something a little different. And that something a little different changes depending on what everything else sounds like. So here's my prediction. There are going to be genres of podcasting. We're in the sort of early amateur radio genre. It was sort of like the 1960s was with filmmaking. You know, before the 1960s, only movie studios could afford film and cameras and sets and actors. But when 8mm came out, everybody was a filmmaker. By God, I have to get in on this. Look, you can do it yourself. I made a movie in my backyard. Look, it's a Cowboys and Indians movie. I think lots of people would pay to see this. And then, you know, eventually people started to realize that maybe not everybody is a Steven Spielberg. But the interesting thing about 8mm film was it did allow early access to the medium for really creative people, you know, at the expense of everyone else sort of wasting their time on the medium that had no business really doing it in the first place. But the Steven Spielbergs had an early access to it and were given a much wider window of time in which to, you know, sort of hone and decide whether or not they were interested in it. So if nothing else, this is sort of broadcasting training wheels. You know, anybody can try it out. And just like singing in the shower and then recording it an hour later, you know, they can find out whether or not they suck. So there is, you know, there is that element to podcasting. The other element to podcasting I have a real problem with. But I think societally it'll balance itself out. So here's why I'm not worried about podcasting being this horrible thing that lasts forever. Here's why I think it will evolve. The proponents of podcasting see it as this medium by which everyone can have a voice. Everybody can communicate their creative thoughts, and everybody will listen, and it'll be this great community. But in fact, just like in 1984, if they only had podcasting in the book 1984, you know, the book where, you know, people would sit around the radios and listen to the newscast, and people won the lottery in 1984, but it was always someone in another town. well, with podcasting, all these people in these different towns can all say together, well, no one in my town won. Oh my God, nobody ever won. It's a conspiracy. Well, if that's what people hope to get out of podcasting, this sort of universal access to delivering a message, what they don't realize is if everybody's delivering a message, nobody will have time to listen. It's going to be this nation of talkers instead of a nation of doers, right? Think about television. In the early TV, the message wasn't this diverse, cross-cultural milieu. It was a unified message, you know, albeit driven by, you know, the people that had the money to actually pay for the implementation of the technology of TV. But it was a unified message. There were people sitting around the TV watching their very safe, family-friendly American and nationalistic message. And then in the daytime, they went to work and they did their work. Then they came home and they watched more of this unified message. And what I think contributed to the unified, or at least the appearance of a unified nation, is the unified message that we had access to way back in the early TV and, in fact, early radio, right? You never heard transvestite nebbish Jew radio on early radio in your living room. No, it was always father knows best and by God, this country is great. You should join the army. You know, right or wrong, if that's the one message that's being communicated to everybody, people tend to get behind it. Yeah, like I said, right or wrong, I'm not a big proponent of nationalistic media. But on the other end of the pendulum swing, you have a cacophony of unfocused, masturbatory rants of streams of consciousness that nobody can get behind. All right, so you have the right swing of the pendulum where it's one message by God, and that's the message we're going to deliver. And on the left swing of the pendulum, you have everybody has a voice and everybody can have a different opinion and we'll still be a country somehow. Somewhere in the middle is the balance that the pendulum always finds. Nature and markets seek a balance. Because nature and markets, by God, that's people, that's us, we get tired of extremes. We'll find our niche. We'll find our little bit of salt and pepper to put on the steak and potatoes every once in a while. And we'll always find a place for, you know, the things that are new and unique. But the thing we're going to eat the most of is the stuff that everybody else likes, too. So why did I even bring this up? Over the past 3 weeks, I've been thinking, by God, podcasting could be my savior. It could be the way I make $1 million. Oh my God, I can do it better than anybody else. I have more to say, or at least different things to say, than the people that I hear on podcasting now. Hey, if you can hear some sort of whiny guy sitting in a corner 12 feet away from his microphone talking about his fucking dogs, and he gets 10,000 downloads a day, I must be able to do that somehow. But what I finally came to realize after thinking about this at work and thinking about this at night and thinking, keeping myself up at night and losing focus on doing things, I realized that that's what makes him, that guy sitting in the corner 12 feet away from his microphone talking about his fucking dogs, that's what makes him unique. And as soon as everyone else in the world sounds like him, he's going to be out of a job. So podcasting will continue to find the Howard Stern quotient of no one else has done this before. You know, I got to hand it to the guy who does the drum cadence of the day or the sound of the day or the fart noise of the day or the bodily function of the day. But there are only so many nouns that you can do a day. People are going to finally seek, you know, with limited space on their iPod, or heaven forbid, a 256 megabyte jump drive like I have, the cream floats to the top. And everybody else will have to keep their day job. And that's cool. That's great. You know, this is a hobby. This is like shortwave radio with the guy sitting in the middle of the night in a dark room down in the basement, turning the dial on the shortwave radio going CQ, 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 trying to find somebody who actually talks back. You know, pins on a map that represent people that that person connected to. That's what this is all about. You know, I've done a couple podcasts, you know, just kind of for fun and seeing, wow, you know, what's this thing all about? And my greatest experience was hearing from Nicole Simon, or Simone, or however she might pronounce her name. And, it's funny. I'm even right now worried about her being offended by mispronouncing her name. But that's the connection. So I did a couple podcasts. She responded. And that was like, oh, man, that drove me to do more. It wasn't the thought of tens of thousands of people listening to me and having sponsors pay me hundreds of dollars a month to do this podcast. It was the fact that someone actually listened and gave a shit enough to email me back. That's shortwave radio, man. So why is this so different from shortwave radio, though? Well, shortwave radio, if you ever saw the movie Contact, which will tell you everything you need to know about shortwave, you get on the radio and you think, how far am I going to get out tonight? You know, I'm sitting in the middle of Peoria, Illinois, and I have this map of the world with these little pins with flags on them indicating who I've talked to, who I reached out to, you know, the middle of China or India. So with podcasting, I think, wow, I got a pin on the map for Germany. That's cool. But, you know, in this world of internet, she called me. I mean, we Skyped. And, okay, there was a 50-millisecond lag or so on the Skype connection, but there's no distance. That is probably the biggest revelation that I had, even with this podcasting thing, was I can't have a map on the wall because it doesn't mean anything. If I have anything, it should be a map of things that are milliseconds away. But that doesn't mean anything either, because my greatest accomplishment with maybe, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 milliseconds might be some guy's basement behind a crappy off-brand router that's a mile and a half away. You know, so milliseconds isn't the measure of distance or quality or accomplishment. It always falls back to the connection that you make. So for everyone that hasn't gotten the point yet, here's another sort of illustration. If everybody had a fart sound of the day show, nobody would listen to you. In Robert Heinlein's book, one of his books anyway, and I'm a pretty bad geek, and I should actually have a podcast about Heinlein geek shows, but one of the points that he made was that governments and oppressors encourage crazy shit to go out in broadcast media and in the public squares. They encourage crazy people to talk. Because if you get enough crazy people talking, yapping their mouths about crap that nobody could possibly care about, but is somehow engaging to listen to, it allows the important stuff to slip through. So much noise, this cacophony, this deafening white noise of conscious puke will obfuscate the important things in life. So it actually isn't a good thing that everybody has a voice and we have to wade through miles and miles of crap and infomercials on the openpodcast.org. I heard the first fucking infomercial on Open Podcast today. It was some guy in a city that I won't name encouraging people to come learn how to trade stocks. And I thought, fuck, here we go. Finally, we're in trouble. Because Godcasters, God bless you. I love you. You have a voice. You have a message. At least, you know, the Godcasters that I've heard so far seem to be really sincere about the message that they're delivering. But two nights ago, I was up playing around with my little sound software and my microphone and listening to podcasts, and I just happened to have the TV on, and I saw not one but two shows on a minority network that will remain anonymous. Two infomercials back to back. The first from a supposed religious guy who's been around a very long time, telling you to send money to him so that he can tell God to make you rich. And I thought, oh, man, oh, great. He's still here? Okay. So I tuned him out. Then, right after that, on the same network, some guy selling miracle water in a hermetically sealed packet that was supposed to make you rich. And I thought, oh, my God, how long is it going to be until those guys make it to openpodcast.org? I mean, how long? And then after that, with so much access, you know, those guys on TV, they pay millions of dollars for that network time, even in the middle of the night. You know, with openpodcast.org and podcast feeds that are going to be coming down the road, how long is it before those guys start filling up our airwaves with that crap? So not only do you have the guy sitting in the corner 12 feet away from his microphone talking about his fucking dog all day, you have the, and again, I can't say his name, doing a podcast about how, you know, God really loves you, but he'll love you more if you send him money. And by God, if you send him money, he'll make you rich. So here's my prediction. Podcasting is a brilliant way to preserve your history, right? It's like taking pictures of your thoughts each day. It's like an audio diary that you just happen to have laying around on your desk that people can come by and listen to. And if they find the thing that you happen to be going through at the time interesting, maybe they find it empathetic, or, you know, they happen to relate with it at the time, you know, they can share in that. And that's really beautiful. But this thought that everybody will have a show like .NET Rocks, you know, that's brilliantly informative, or a show like God Bless Her, Madge Weinstein, you know, this unique sort of voice in this this land of sort of iffy, you know, guys trying out to see whether or not podcasting is a thing that's right for them. You know, you have uniquely informative and uniquely entertaining, and the common word is unique. And when everyone else is doing it, it's not unique anymore. So podcasting is going to continue to support those that are unique, and it's going to be diminished by people who overtly try to be unique instead of just being who they are. You know, it sucks, but, you know, the trick with fads is you hope that you're the person that people are interested in at the time, and you can't change the person that you are to fit the times. And, you know, we're going to see a lot of that since podcasting is free and any schmuck with a $30 microphone can get into our ears through any particular feed at the time. But over time, people are going to get tired of it. They're going to have to go back to their day jobs. They can't stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning anymore trying to upload and write their OPML show notes. They're going to get tired of it. They're going to go back to digging the ditch or programming the computer like I do, or driving the bus, and we'll miss them. You know, we honestly will miss them because they contribute to the overall society of it. But it has to happen, or we'll have a nation of talkers instead of a nation of doers. You know, it's okay to be a doer. I need someone to drive the tank of gas to the gas station so that I can fill up my car with gas. You know, and people need me to be like a monkey banging on the keyboard programming computer programs because they need computer programs. If we're all sitting around talking about the things that we do instead of doing them, boy, you know, we're going to be in trouble. We're going to be like the French. Oh, I didn't just say that. Yes, I did. The French suck. No, not true. Not true. I mean, that's not at all true. I mean, come on. Fourier analysis, Fermi Labs, please. The French rock. But they talk a lot. You know, if they just did a little more, they could probably rule the world, but they sit around and talk a lot. And if we don't want to be like the French, how's that? Podcasting will make us like the French. Well, that's all the energy I have tonight. I don't have anything left in me. If you'd like to stop by our website, leave a comment, that's fine too. Our website is www.diagonaluniverse.com/MT. Thanks for listening to MT Conversations. Bye-bye.